coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
This is what Carson Wentz can do. And this is an all-pro linebacker, defensive end. He's a stud rusher that's got Carson one-on-one dead to rights. And Carson does a great job of just avoiding that, staying strong in the pocket.
So what you get is confusion in the pass protection. The slot corner gets in clean. That will be a defining matchup in the Redskins-Eagles game on Sunday.
This is a big play offense. They love to go vertical with the ball. So what you got to do is bring extra guys, disrupt the timing, force Kirk Cousins to pull that ball down.
Hey everybody, the season is finally here. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. I'm John Clark. And one of the best things about Carson Wentz's rookie year with the rookie head coach Doug Peterson, Carson got to play in all 16 games and the experience he got was invaluable. And this year, second year, he's got some new weapons. Let's check them out. And Carson Wentz with some tape study with the head coach Doug Peterson. Here's Ike Reese.
Wentz in the shotgun. Have to get to the 25 for a first down. Wentz is back. Here comes the rush. He gets away. He fires. He completes it. He has a first down across the 20, across the 10, and running in for a touchdown is Matt Hollins.
Excited to welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Coach, how you been?
I've been doing great. Thank you.
Well, listen, man, it's been a long offseason for us Eagle fans here, right?
Yes, it has.
But the opening week is finally here. And a lot of work going into the offseason, guys improving on their game. Everyone wants to know about Carson Wentz. First preseason game, started to see some of the things that I know he focused on this offseason.
Yeah, exactly. And this is obviously a play that sort of exemplifies that, his movement in the pocket. Now, you know, as you know, we go into these preseason games and we don't game plan. So we don't, you know, these game plan stunts and things like that. So we don't really study some of that. But this is what Carson Wentz can do. And this is an all-pro linebacker, defensive end. He's a stud rusher that's got Carson one-on-one dead to rights. And Carson does a great job of just avoiding that, staying strong in the pocket. And the one thing I like about Carson is he keeps his vision down the field. And then as you can see on the screen, here comes Matt Collins in the route. And what a great finish, just a nice little flip and catch right there. And then this is what we saw from Matt Collins coming out of North Carolina was his physicality, his size, his strength, his determination to get in the end zone. Big physical guy that you watch at the top of this route, how well he separates. These are the things we liked about Mac, and obviously Carson doing this in the pocket. This was a big part of this game, obviously a touchdown that we needed at this particular time.
Yeah, nice job with Carson extending that play. Like you said, Coach, keeping eyes downfield, allowing guys to open up. A couple things on this play here against the Miami Dolphins. New acquisition, Alshon Jeffrey. Going to see he and Carson Wentz hook up here. But along with that, Coach, great pass protection in the pocket.
Yeah, and that's where it all starts. It starts with the offensive line. And one of the things that I did this offseason, I went back and I studied our play-action pass. And if you notice, look how much room Carson has between him and the offensive line because of play-action. What it does, as you know, as a former linebacker, it draws your eyes to the run. And so that's what we did this offseason, spent some time on that. And then with the addition of our new running back there, it really buys some time and vision for Carson. Again, what a great pocket. And then again, this is the same route that we just saw Mac Hollins run. We're just doing it now with a big Alshon Jeffrey out on the perimeter. Again, great separation right here. Carson, again, has vision down the field on time and in rhythm. We preach about this all the time with a tremendous pocket. And then they deliver the throw and make a nice catch on this particular play.
I know a focused area for you guys also is red zone, wanting to capitalize when you get down there with sixes instead of threes. Love this play design here. Fake the bubble screen. And then another good throw from Carson Alshon Jeffrey for his first touchdown.
Yeah, another great combination, another hookup right here. Again, you can see the Dolphins are in a little bit of a blitz here with their second-level defenders. And then really it's a designed run, you know, to give the big boy LeGarrette a chance to run the ball. But we always put these RPOs, these run-pass options on these particular plays, so it gives Carson a chance to execute the run when there's six, even seven guys in the box, and that's a big indicator for Carson. And then just kind of feeling this safety right here. And Alshon does a nice job getting in behind there, what we call a second window throw. And then these guys right here kind of overcommits himself right there and allows Alshon to get behind and then Carson deliver the football. So great design, great execution. This is what we got to have out of 17, obviously, in the red zone. He's going to be a big part of our success this season.
This year's first-round draft pick, Derek Barnett, also has everyone excited. We knew Coach coming out of Tennessee, he can get around the edge with the best of them. Nice speed rush. But I know Chris Wilson, you guys, Jim Schwartz, have been working on him with adding something to that speed rush. Nice job to see him here do a little counter move, go up and under.
Yeah, and that's something that I hear Chris Wilson, his position coach, talk about all the time. You got to have a secondary and even sometimes a third move, because as we get now down the road, these big tackles on offense, they're going to study every pass rush that he has and every move that he has. So one thing I like about, and you mentioned it here, he can bend coming off the edge. That's one of the things that drew our attention to Derek. But right here, you can see the physicality of getting his hands, his pad level. Everything's a little bit lower than that left tackle right there and just gets him off balance. And the other thing is, it's a relentless finish. He never stops. He is completely playing through the whistle. And this is a great example of him finishing. And again, a very athletic quarterback getting him on the ground.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up next, we're going to take a close look at what Carson Wentz and this Eagles offense can do to put points on the board against an aggressive Washington defense. But first, we're going to dive into the Redskins offense and their quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Will they look different without DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon? How can the Eagles keep them in check? We're going to talk about that and more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
One personnel package and formation that's really been a staple of the Redskins offense since Jay Gruden got there is the 3-by-1 set. And what they do is they have three wide receivers on the field and one tight end. And what they do is they line up the tight end. It could be Jordan Reed, it could be Vernon Davis. They line up the tight end as the single receiver to the short side of the field or the boundary. And they have the three wide receivers to the wide side of the field. And normally, to that wide side of the field with the three wide receivers, the trip side, Jamison Crowder is in the inside slot. You're going to see that. And in fact, there's a play from last year that's really interesting. This was against the Green Bay Packers. And you see the 3-by-1 set. On this play, Jordan Reed is the tight end that's the single receiver to the boundary. Crowder is in the slot. Now, Crowder is basically going to run directly down the seam. The Packers here, defensively, are playing what we call two-man coverage, two deep safeties and man-to-man across the board. Now, Crowder beats his man down the seam. But here's something interesting and something to watch for in this game, because we know DeSean Jackson is not with Washington anymore. So you see Clinton Dix, the safety to the trip side, he expands and widens because of Jackson's speed. That leaves Crowder wide open on the seam route, and Kirk Cousins makes an outstanding throw. Now, the Redskins do not have that dimension of speed right now in their offense, so that is something to watch for on Sunday. Now, here's another play in the preseason, and this shows that the Redskins 3-by-1 set is something that they're still very much married to as a personnel package and formation. On this particular play, it's Vernon Davis at the bottom of the screen. He's the single receiver to the boundary. Now, they like to throw to Davis vertical routes because he is faster than Jordan Reed. So what they do here, they have a safety man-to-man on Vernon Davis. All Davis does here is run vertically. This is another excellent throw by Kirk Cousins for a big gain. So when you're watching the game on Sunday, you will see this 3-by-1 set. You will see the tight end, whether it's Jordan Reed or Vernon Davis, as the single receiver. The Eagles will have to match up to this. In man coverage, my guess is you'll often see Malcolm Jenkins man-to-man on the tight end. But it's definitely something that the Eagles must defend.
All right, Ike, last year the Redskins were second in the NFL in explosive plays, a big vertical passing game. third down in the first game, they really crushed the Eagles. But in that second game, the Birds got after him on third down with a blitz. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz realized after that first game, Kirk Cousins had his way. You come back in the second game, and you know that the Redskins are a vertical team. They love to get the ball down the field with these guys. Kirk Cousins almost 5,000 yards passing. So to counter that, you got to bring extra guys. Of course, you got a five-man rush here. Eagles do a nice job of pushing the pocket. But even better, when you look at the coverage, our defenders are at the line of scrimmage disrupting routes, disrupting the timing of getting down the field, forces Kirk Cousins to pull the ball down. This is a big play offense. They love to go vertical with the ball. So what you got to do is bring extra guys, disrupt the timing, force Kirk Cousins to pull that ball down.
Now, of course, no DeSean Jackson now. Nobody in the NFL over the last 6 years averages more yards per catch. So without him, are they still going to be a vertical passing team?
I believe they are. Jamison Crowder is a very good slot receiver, also has good speed. And because they've had so much success in the past with it, I doubt if Jay Gruden wants to take that part out of his offense. They're going to put the ball up deep. I think it's going to be important for the Eagles, again, to use the game plan they had in the second game against the Redskins this weekend in Washington.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to break down the number one issue facing Carson Wentz in this season debut. What is it? And what can he do about it? We'll find out when we come back on Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless.
What really stood out when I studied the Redskins' defensive tape from a year ago was how much they pressured on third down and how much man-to-man they played on third down. Those were really their third down staples, and that was particularly evident in the two games against the Eagles and Carson Wentz. And I thought Wentz overall played well against the pressure, but there were some issues with protection that caused some problems. And that's the point of the pressure and the blitz, to cause some problems for protection. You're not just blitzing the quarterback, you're blitzing the protection scheme and trying to create either confusion or a lack of execution. And I think there's one play that really effectively shows that. What they're doing here, the Redskins, is they're blitzing with a linebacker, but they're combining that with a stunt. So the linebacker blitzes, and then the defensive end, Preston Smith, loops behind the linebacker. And this was really effective because they broke down the assignments of the two Eagles responsible. Because what you see is Preston Smith in a wide nine alignment. So pre-snap, that's Jason Peters' man. And what you see is the linebacker coming on a blitz. That's Darren Sproles' man. But the linebacker attacks the inside shoulder of Peters. So what happens now, Smith loops around, and Sproles, seeing that Smith would be free to the quarterback, comes off the linebacker and picks up Smith. But the linebacker is now inside of Peters. Peters can't block him, so he's clean to Wentz. Now Wentz is able to avoid, which he's so good at, but other Redskins clean up, and they sack Carson Wentz on third down. And that's critical. Third down is really critical in this matchup on Sunday with the pressure and the man coverage. Now, the Redskins changed their coordinators in the offseason. Greg Minuski is now there as the coordinator, and that's an in-house hire. He was there a year ago. So I took a look at the preseason, wanted to see what the Redskins were doing. They still blitzed in the preseason. This particular blitz is what we call a Mike Starr blitz, meaning the middle linebacker comes and the slot corner comes. The slot corner is the star. Now, this is really well disguised because look at the safety behind the slot corner. He's a good distance behind him. That's the disguise, because normally if the slot corner blitzes, that safety has to stack himself behind the slot corner to play the slot receiver. That didn't happen here. So what you get is confusion in the pass protection. The back is uncertain who to pick up. The slot corner gets in clean. See, what you're trying to do, a Mike Starr blitz and a lot of blitz pressures, they're trying to create stress and put the mental burden and the physical burden on a back. That will be critical in this matchup on third down. That will be a defining matchup in the Redskins-Eagles game on Sunday.
All right, last year in the two games, the Redskins really got after the Birds on third down. They blitzed Carson Wentz a lot. In fact, 14 of Carson's 23 third down passes they blitzed. He got sacked a couple times, got intercepted. What did you see, and what do they have to improve on with the offensive line with those blitzes?
Well, what they really have to do is make sure that everyone's on the same page. Communications is paramount. So you've got two linebackers peppering the A-gap, and everyone across the board has to know they're going to try and stress this running back right here, try and put pressure on him. They run some stunts to the outside, but everyone, if they're on the same page, they're able to pick it up, and you don't have the problems with the pressure. So watch as the running back comes up. He stops this guy. They're running a stunt to the outside. So everybody pretty much has their assignments, but the center oversets. You get a little bit too much pressure from the looper coming to the inside, and they get a hit on Carson Wentz. That's just everyone not on the same page and not solid up front. But not just the O-line. It really starts right here with the quarterback and this guy, the center. And watch how well they communicate this time. Carson is going to point to the receiver in the slot. He's going to make sure that he is aware of this slot defender about to put pressure on him so that they both break off the pattern. He gets the ball out quickly, and that's the type of communication that you need. Everybody across the board, they've got to be solid in knowing exactly what's going on up front. Carson knows that ball has to come out quickly. He gets the ball to the slot receiver. He's able to pick up a first down. That's how you combat all of that pressure that's coming. It first begins with communication and everybody seeing the same thing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get some final thoughts from Mike Quick and Ike Reese. I'll start with you, Ike Reese. Of course, we talked about that vertical passing game of the Redskins, but they're one of the top five offenses in the NFL last year. The running game, they're explosive in the running game as well.
Yeah, especially in the two games versus the Eagles last year, the Redskins were able to have success. Now, when you look at the running backs, they won't overwhelm you, right, with speed, power, anything of that nature. These aren't elite backs. But Rob Kelly gets the ball, gets downhill, gets his shoulder squared to the line. They drafted Samaje Perine, and they also have Chris Thompson that they like to use on third down. Watch this play here in the preseason versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Love this play design. They're going to give the look of a bootleg pass, right? So Kirk Cousins takes the ball. You give a sort of a fake handoff to the left, what appears to be a fake handoff, and it puts the Bengals linebacker, Vontaze Burfict, in a little bit of a quandary here, right? He sees the tight end release, Vernon Davis, so he's thinking pass. But you watch the inside handoff to Rob Kelly, and then watch how this Redskins offensive line has sealed the Bengals' left side of their defense off, creating a big lane for Rob Kelly to get downhill. He's untouched for about 20 yards. This is a very good play design. The Eagles, while you focus on that passing game of the Redskins, and rightfully so, the run game must be held in check because that's how they set up the big play action passes down the field.
But we still don't know how he got the nickname Fat Rob. Still investigating.
Well, just take a look at him.
Ike Reese.
He was a fat boy.
He was a fat boy. All right, Mike Quick. So yes. Tell us about the Eagles' explosiveness on offense now, because not only do you have Alshon Jeffrey can go up and get a ball, but Torrey Smith, that vertical passing game.
Guys, you remember at one time that deep threat was a prevalent thing in the Eagles' offense. It was something that opened up the field for everybody else back when they had a guy number 10, DeSean
Jackson. I was talking about his days.
But listen, now it's back. Torrey Smith on this play, watch how well he gets downfield. He just blows what they call the top off of the defense, gets beyond the secondary, and Carson Wentz able to step up in the pocket, deliver down the field. We're going to see a lot more of that. If you watch them in training camp, they spend a lot more time working on the deep ball. Spending time on the deep ball in training camp means that they want to incorporate that again in this offense. Can't wait to see how well that opens up the field for everyone else, the run game as well as the underneath passing game.
Well, the Eagles have lost five straight to the Redskins, but they're bringing more weapons down to D.C. this time.
Correct.
All right. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm John Clark. We are finally here. The season finally starts. Thanks, everybody, for watching Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.